Chapter 3. Why do people want to avoid probate? There are significant costs attendant to a probate proceeding. They fall generally into five areas. 1. Court fees. 2. Litigation expenses. 3. Appraisals. 4. Attorney's fees. 5. Fees for the administrator or executor of the estate. To probate an estate, a personal representative of the estate must be appointed. If there is no will, an administrator is appointed by the court. To probate an estate, when there is a will, an executor is appointed. If these appointees are women, they are called the administratrix or executrix, respectively. The administrator, administratrix, executor, executrix, is a personal representative of the estate. Not surprisingly, there are often legal fights over who will be the personal representative of an estate, which only serves to further increase the overall cost of probate. Court fees include filing fees, fees for discovery referees, fees for court-appointed experts, fees for court reporters, fees for the probate attorney's office, and fees for performance bonds. Litigation expenses fall into several categories. These are copy expenses, deposition costs, publication costs, expert witness fees, appraisal fees, etc. The most common situations that lead to litigation within probate are disputes over the validity of a will or any of its provisions, disputes over who should serve as the personal representative of the estate, disputes over debts of the estate, disputes over what property belongs in the probate estate, disputes over the value of assets in the estate, and disputes over the distribution of assets, both with respect to kind and amount. As you can see, there may be many possible disputes involved throughout the probate process. In addition, appraisals of some properties in an estate have to be done. They're not free either. Attorney's fees will be paid on behalf of the estate and/or the personal representative of the estate. Personal representative, too, is entitled to reasonable compensation for his or her services. When there is a probate, the personal representative must publish multiple times in a newspaper of general circulation a notice to creditors of the estate, which invites them to make their claim against the estate in the probate proceeding and advises them that their failure to do so will cause them to lose their claim. Once publication occurs, there is a limited time for creditors to present claims. To some, this process is seen as an advantage of probate. No such publication is required if estate assets are distributed pursuant to a living trust. And while there is, in that case, no shortened statute of limitations, fewer claims may be actually presented, and certainly fewer will wind up being the subject of court proceedings. Distribution through a living trust reduces the cost of estate distribution enormously as compared with probate. In seminars, "For whom do you recommend probate?" is frequently asked. The answer has always been, if you are someone who has no one in your life that you can trust, then the court supervision provided by probate may be desirable to you.